your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bass tumble. Smells like bliss in here. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Tom is engineering the nationally syndicated broadcast at Genesis in Minnesota. Today, Freeze Dry Guy's with us. And we're going to talk about some interesting things, one of which is an experiment with starvation in Minnesota. We'll talk about that in a couple minutes. Welcome, Freeze Dry Guy.
Good morning, Vince. Thank you for having me on.
Freeze Dry Guy, seriously. Now, we've known each other for years, right? We were in Nevada at a machine gun shoot together, right? You wanted me to come to it, spend some time with you there. Yeah. We've been to the Get Prepared Expos together, right? You've been to the farm many times, right?
Yes, sir.
We talk on the phone, you know, like several times a week, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. When am I going to know your real name?
Soon. Very soon.
Well, like, you know, this decade?
Well, it's relative. Soon is a relative term. But we're getting close.
Closer than yesterday, I'm sure.
Yes, sir.
You know, Freeze Dry Guy, we were talking about nutrition, and you brought up something really, really interesting. And I put the post on the website. During World War II, there were some conscientious objectors, and it appears that they volunteered for a study in starvation. And the reason I think this is important is Dr. Norman Shealy and I were talking about this on Wednesday. And I brought up the point that, you know, my visual memory of World War II Nazi Germany includes concentration camps. And it includes skeletons of alive humans, barely alive, because of the lack of nutrition. They were starved. They were given starvation diets. And now we had an experiment with what we've been told were volunteers who were willing to do something like that to help others. These were conscientious objectors who did not want to enter into conflict and combat. You want to share with us what happened?
Well, yeah, they went to these, I guess, primarily college students. Now, that might tell you something right there. A bunch of college students said, yes, I'll volunteer to be starved to death, or nearly so.
Yeah.
And this was what I think a 20, oh, I may have it wrong, or two different phases. I think it was about 26 weeks. And the goal was to see how quickly they could be whittled down to 75% of their starting weight. And they put them on a... it wasn't so well. It was a low calorie diet. It wasn't terrible. It was actually a reducing diet in some cases. But these guys worked with between 1,200 and 1,500 calories a day. They had to walk. Apparently, they had determined the average distance these guys walked to school. In those days, you know, most people walked, and it was about 22 miles a week. So they had to maintain their regimen, and these college students said, yeah, sure, we'll do this. And But they had a diet that was patterned after what people were having in Europe at that time. And this, as I recall, was before the war was over. So it was, again, in many ways, it wasn't a terrible diet, except they were missing protein to speak of. And these guys just fell apart. But with that, Vince, if I know you read it over, maybe you could... Let me quote one little thing here. During this period, the men were so they were starving again, literally starving, and they were so focused on hunger that all they could think about was food, and they lost all desire for anything that didn't involve eating, even sex. Their grades dropped down terribly. In fact, some of them had to drop out of the university, as I recall, and they were just a wreck. I mean, this. Literally, their body was going into auto cannibalization. And what does your body, cannibalize for? If in this case, you were lacking protein, so it took it out of every part of their body. It was terrible. Now, again, it was a volunteer thing, and I'm sure it was, But this was rough. These guys, it took them a long time to recover afterwards. I think, again, it went the full 26 weeks. For some, they had to call it off, because they were just falling apart.
But yeah, and you're not exaggerating. I saw the pictures of some of these people. I mean, their chests were sunken below their rib cage. I mean, they were emaciated.
So they looked like they were right out of the death camps.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, that was again not to exceed 26 months, 26 weeks. Yeah. Terrible.
So the reason I think this is so important is because many of us believe that things are not getting better. I know people who are choosing among food, rent, medicine, heat. I know people have stopped their standard lifestyle to a great degree because they're broke. And and as we look at this, I can see we're being less and less healthy all the time. And my mom has said, for as long as I can remember, even in the 50s, Vinny, you are what you eat. So if you don't eat well, that doesn't mean expensively, but you have to have proper nutrition. If you don't eat well, you will suffer for it. And if you don't eat well when you're young, you'll suffer for it when you're older. And if you don't eat well when you're older, you won't last very long. So as I look at this study and as I listen to what you've been saying, our IQs are lower. We don't have the energy. We don't have the endurance. We've lost creativity. And there are many reasons. But I believe some of it is because of the fuel that we're using for our bodies. And this study was engineered to cause a 25% weight loss in this experiment. And the participants experienced, of course, anemia. They were tired, fatigue. They were apathetic. They had extreme weakness. They were irritable. They had neurological defects and deficits. And, you wonder, does that sound like what's going on today?
Yeah, it does. It's a more accelerated version of what's going on, but on the long haul, we're becoming a less nourished society.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're eating calories, and we're eating macaroni and cheese, and it's because it's causing us to gain weight. But I don't think we're eating the foods that give us the proper nutrition to help us keep our minds sharp. And I've seen young people who just don't want to start. They don't have the startup mechanism that we used to have in the 1950s and the 1960s. They're not as energetic. They're just looking down at their phones. They don't have the drive. They don't have the sense of urgency. They don't have the sense of creativity that I think that they should have. Are you seeing that same thing on the West Coast?
Oh, absolutely. And these kids are so addicted to those devices, it seems. Not all, but so many. I'd say the majority. It's also a psychological crutch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And just they don't know what to do without it. It also mm-hmm. affects it affects your desire to do energetic things, to mm-hmm. to get off the couch, so to speak, and get out there and do something physical. I know my dad. He was a very wise gentleman in so many ways. And if I was sitting around the couch, especially on a Saturday, and not very active, he'd say, "Get outside." And then one time I said, I was a very young little guy. He said, "What's wrong?" He said, "Dad, I'm depressed." He says, "Go outside for 30 minutes. You will not be depressed anymore." I said, "Dad, that can't do that. He says, "Go outside and walk around on the yard." Mm-hmm. Came back in. He said, "How do you feel?" I said, "I feel great." You know, go do something. We're machines. We're made to move.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we see today? Kids sitting on the sofa watching TV and or playing video games. I mean, constantly in many cases.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's not what we did. We did not do that. Of course, we didn't have video games in the 1950s, in the 1960s, in the 1970s. They weren't developed yet for consumers. And we would play ball, you know, right after school. We'd go to somebody's house, and somebody'd have a bat, somebody'd have a ball, somebody'd have a couple gloves. And we would just say, okay, these are the bases, whether they were just spots in the grass or whether they were, you know, some kind of a base. And we would play baseball or softball. And that's what we did. And we're a lot more energetic. I just don't see that happening unless it's organized today. You know, schools organize these games. But how are we going to get through to the other side without proper nutrition? So that's the question I'm asking. Class, I want you to think about that. There are several things you can do. One of them is to grow a garden. Two is to plan for the long haul. Freeze Dry Guys with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman, Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, the freeze-dry guy is with us, and we're talking about nutrition. And you've heard Dr. Shealy talk about low sperm count, okay? And it looks like the depopulation efforts of the globalists are working, right? If you reduce the nutritional content of food, one of the benefits of doing that for the globalists is the reduction in sperm count, okay? So it's that plus people are putting laptops on their laptop. Guys, what are you thinking? Don't do that. And they're consuming alcohol to excess, and there are toxins all around us. So, you know, all those things are helping depopulate the planet. So if you're interested in surviving, getting through to the other side, having normal children, you know, take that laptop off your lap and eat properly, please. Avoid excess alcohol and smoking. I mean, actually, I wouldn't smoke at all. I don't. And I haven't. So I suggest that you consider that. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do as food becomes more and more scarce? And food becomes, we'll say, has less nutritional content as we pull more minerals out of our soils. So I suggest you consider thinking about that and plan for your future. Now, there's a post, Freeze-Dry Guy, there's a post that we have on our website, and it talks about California and the drought. Now, as a farmer, you know that we're farmers here. You've been to the farm. And you know that we've had a drought, and it's affected our hay crop. And we said during the drought, get ready. Get ready, because this is not just in our little hamlet in Missouri. This drought is widespread. California, from what I've been reading, the California farmers are going to have trouble getting enough water to raise their crops. Now, you're in California. Can you share with us what your thoughts are on that?
Well, yes, Vince. About 6 or 7 weeks ago, I was down at Sacramento Airport getting ready for a flight, and getting ready to get to the terminal, and the transfer vehicle that took us from the rental car rental place to the terminal. So I boarded it. A gentleman looked up at me, and I said, "And it's a beautiful day." I said, "It's a fine Sacramento morning, isn't it?" And he looked at me and says, "No, it's not." I said, "Oh, okay." And I sat down. I thought, well, gee whiz, it's, you know, 5:30 or 6 in the morning. I think this guy's looking for a, you know, problem or something. And I looked up, and he's still looking at me. So, but it wasn't in a menacing way. I said, "What's up?" And he says, just right out of the blue, he says, the San Joaquin Valley, which is our breadbasket, and the breadbasket for a huge part of America for things like vegetables, nuts, fruits, things like this. He says the farmers now have zero allocation for water. I said, "Really?" And he said, "Yes, zero." And he emphasized that a couple times. We talked more, and I said, he was dressed in business attire, you know. I said, "What do you do?" He says, "I'm a water, scientist. And, water engineer." And I didn't ask him if he worked for an agency or if it was private or whatever. But then I breezed through the area, so I didn't really, I knew that we had a bit of a drought. But see, I travel a lot, too, so I'm gone quite a bit. Called one of my very good friends, and I said, "Hey, what's the deal in the water, other than what we typically heard on the news, which really wasn't an awful lot? We have a place called Folsom Dam. It feeds water into pretty much the entire Sacramento Valley and on down south." He said, "Well, it's down to a trickle, and this is a good-sized dam. In fact, there was a town down there one time many, many years ago, and they flooded it. You could now see the town." He said, "There's a little stream running through the dam, through the, you know, the valley. It's about 10 feet wide." He says, "I can walk across it. And the water's down to, like, I think he said 2%. I couldn't even believe it had that much in it. And, you know, we had a lot of rain up here in the last, you know, off and on the last 2-3 weeks, but it still hasn't affected it much. The last report I got was there's still, the allocation is down to zip for the performance."
Let's talk more about that when we come back, and I'll share with you what happened on our farm a couple of years ago when we had our drought, and it was serious, and what our prediction was and what really happened. Freeze Dry Guy is with us. We're talking about food, and this is a wake-up call. This is a wake-up call. We'll be right back.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking about the drought, and I'd mentioned this several times on this broadcast. A couple years ago, we had a massive drought here in Missouri. The same kind, something similar to what the freeze-dry guy and I are talking about that happened, that's happening right now in California. Well, 2 years ago, the stream that starts maybe 50 feet on the other side of our property line that runs 3/4 of a mile through the farm ends up being about 40 feet wide. Okay, that stream or that creek stopped. It was gone. And that is the same stream that the cows that we raise drink fresh water out of. They just go up to the stream and they get fresh water. And that stream continues on across the road and goes through several other farmers' properties, and their cows drink out of it. And it's just a natural way for the cows to get water. Well, it absolutely positively stopped. It was a dry creek bed. And because there's so little moisture, the grass dried up, and we had to feed our cows hay that was normally $30 a bale, a round bale, in this part of the world, reached $100 to $120, and farmers had to sell their cows, not because they wanted to, because the unavailability of hay, and couldn't feed the cows because the grass had dried up. So cows were sold at fire sale prices. The farmers took a beating. And then when they went to replace the cows, there was more demand than supply. And they had to buy cows at higher prices. And so what the result was there was an immediate drop in the price of beef. So at the store, everybody did really well. You got to buy beef at low prices. Now, 18, 24 months later, beef is at record high prices. You know, a steak is $11 to $12 a pound for just okay steak, okay? So I believe the same thing is going to happen in a similar fashion, well, again, and you're going to see the same kinds of price hikes with food in the market. Freeze-dried guy, do you see this happening also, or is it just me?
I'm already seeing it happening. I was appalled at reports I was getting yesterday from folks about what they're paying for hamburger. Mm-hmm. It's already affecting us.
Yes. Record high prices for hamburger meat, even the 80-20, which is, you know, or the 77%, you know, lean, is still really expensive. So I suggest that you think about this, class, and prepare for the long term. Okay? I'm really serious. And let me share this with you. On Monday, we have a meetup. And these are some of the things that we'll be talking about on Monday. But I'm also going to be talking about, I'll be on stage, it'll be just me. And I'll be talking about the tax advantages of setting up your own home-based business. Okay? Why you should have a home-based business. Imagine, think about all the people who you know who are well off. Do they have their own businesses or are they employees? Think about that. And now you can be an employee and still have a home-based business and enjoy the tax advantages that the wealthiest people in America enjoy. You can enjoy them. You can start your own home-based business. You don't even have to be successful. You just have to try to be successful. Seriously, there's no law that says you have to make a profit. You just have to try. Okay? So think about that, and we're going to talk about the long term at the meetup. That's Monday, Ziggy's, Sunshine and Glenstone, 5:30, Springfield, Missouri. Seminars are free. And Freeze-dried guys, as we talk about nutrition and we talk about the long run, do you see it possible surviving through these hard times without proper nutrition? I don't see how it could be accomplished.
No, it's again slow starvation. You're slowly dying. You have to have good nutrition. You know, in the military, the military in general used to get, still does to some extent, a bad rap on the quality of the food. Food is superb. The average guy in the service is eating better than the average guy in the street. When I say on the street, you know, the average civilian American.
Mm-hmm.
They're very careful about what they feed you. It's very good quality. I've had guys say, oh, I remember that stuff from World War II. Well, that was kind of a different situation, and so many of them were sitting, you know, if they were lucky, in a tent out in the cold eating cold food. But, no, the food's good, very good these days. And they really found out so much about the nutritional aspect of it. When I was in Panama, I was really impressed. And this was an Army facility. We ate at Air Force and Army and Navy facility. Mm-hmm. And my gosh, I was amazed and pleasantly surprised at the quality of the food, the nutritional information that was there. And, mm-hmm. of course, this was in a training cycle, so, you know, everybody was expending a lot of calories, a lot of energy. But you had a lot of protein, at your disposal, and people would automatically gravitate in, you know, more stressful times like this. Training was, you know, physical and psychological, to the higher protein items. Your body just craved it to be able to function properly, to think clearly, mm-hmm. to be able to get out and run a lot, you know, and do a heavy PT, physical training. So, and I'm a big proponent. I'm a meat eater. I don't eat huge amounts of meat. But, I believe in having a good supply of in this case, freeze-dried meat, because it's the best way to store meat. And it'll store for decades if done properly, as the products we've carried for over 40 years now. If it's done properly, and ours are, it will last for several decades. I've got food that's 38 years old. No, it's now 40 years old. It was part of a batch that was to be shipped overseas for a scale up a big mountain, huge mountain. And, it didn't, the expedition never came off. So I still got it today in pouches. I'll bust it open every couple of years and go backpacking. Superb. At 40 years old, and you wouldn't know it. You wouldn't know it wasn't done last week. So they've had great advances in food technology, the freeze drying process. And by the way, I must always emphasize U.S. manufactured freeze dried food. There's stuff coming in from countries that you would not want to eat their food, and there are issues with a lot of that. Ours are all USDA, certified. Same, just like the quality of the food you'd buy at a good supermarket, except it's been freeze-dried for long-term storage. But I'd really recommend you put aside a goodly amount of animal proteins.
Let me put an exclamation point on that. Many years ago, when I lived in Virginia, I went to Sam's Club, and I bought some honey, and it was in a large container, and it was called Virginia Brand. And got the honey back and put it in tea, and in a light-colored cup, like a cream color or white cups. And I'm talking about green tea. Put the honey in there, and it would turn black. I mean coffee black. Adding honey that was honey-colored to green tea, it would turn black. So I contacted the manufacturer, and I said, this is what's happened. They said, no, can't be. And I said, no, I'm not kidding. It's turning the tea coffee color black. And they called me back, and they said, you're absolutely right. And I said, what was it? And they said, well, the Virginia brand honey, we bought it from China, and we found out that they were using galvanized buckets to move the honey from the hives into the processing and storage area. And so they contaminated the honey. What I'm talking about, this is Chinese honey branded Virginia brand. They had that call initiated a massive recall. Sam's Club pulled all the honey that was Virginia brand off the shelves because it was contaminated. So what I'm saying is labels may not be what you think. So here's a case where food from China was contaminated, and people were consuming it. They really were. So I'm putting an exclamation point on what you're saying, freeze-dried guy. I'm really concerned about food from some other countries, specifically China. Now, does any of your food come from China?
No. In fact, that's been a stipulation of mine all along. There is another country out there, too, that I put them on the blacklist as far as I was concerned because of cleanliness or lack thereof. But China, no, especially them. And and some people might say, well, that's a racist remark. No, it's not. It's a standard. Well, look at the melamine thing a few years ago. There is not the ethic anywhere near it that we have, in America. And people find a lot of issues wrong with a lot of what we do in our country, and sure, there are problems. But the food is still some of the best out there. But the other thing is, I just support, homegrown.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you mentioned melamine, you're talking about, I believe, the Chinese toxic waste product that was added to dog and cat food, right? Specifically dog food, for sure.
You bet.
And it killed our animals. Seriously, it killed our pets on a wide scale. Melamine, look it up. You can do a search on it, and you'll find that we're not kidding. Okay, so freeze-dried guy, I'm absolutely convinced that we had a power outage back in the 90s when I lived in Virginia for 11 days, and our neighbors were not prepared. None of the neighbors' farms around us were prepared for this 11-day outage. And it was a full-time job for me just to keep our neighbors safe and keep their generators running and help them service their equipment so that they could endure. I mean, literally a full-time job just staying alive. Now, we didn't have to grow anything. It was the winter. But we did rely on our food storage plan. But it was still a full-time job just staying alive. I assume that you are supporting what I'm saying with make sure that you have a food storage plan and a water storage plan so that you can survive something as simple as not having power in the winter for 11 days.
Absolutely. You know, in my home office here, I was fixing to go down to a warehouse yesterday. Mm-hmm. I thought, well, I'll work from home. And lo and behold, we had a power outage. Now, it's springtime here in California, and in the mountain we live on, we will have in the wintertime many power outages. But in this case, it was about an hour and a half or 2 hours. Just a minor little thing. Computer didn't work. Nothing worked in the house. Power's off to the refrigerator. And usually when the phone goes down, which the hard line we're on now, and the electric to the house, it's because somebody banged into a telephone pole, knocked a bolt down.
Hold that thought. Freeze-dry guy, and I'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
A healthy heart is a happy heart, and a healthy heart means a happy body. Friend, if you're suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, or arthritis, you've got to try Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. Try finding that in a pharmaceutical. Go to hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life with Heart and Body Extract.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Freeze Dry Guy is with us, and class, let me give out his number. If you're interested in purchasing Freeze Dry Guy food, 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Repeat, 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, you were telling a story about power outage in California. It was just for a couple hours. What's the rest of that story?
Yeah, and actually I got to thinking, you had just spoken of 11 days in Virginia, and I'm talking about poultry 2 hours.
Well, I can tell you that, just very briefly, there's a man who's a friend of the family in Virginia. As a matter of fact, our daughter was dating his grandson. And he decided that he was going to stay at the family property, and he was going to protect it. And after the 11 days, he was found dead. Very, 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 very sad. And so power outages in the winter, if you live in rural America, can be very deadly. And so when we talk about the seriousness of having a plan, having food, having water, having heat, shelter, we're not kidding. I mean, that's pretty close to home, wouldn't you say, Freeze Dry Guy?
That's right. And, you know, going along with the limited diet that we discussed before, cold. Cold is a terrible thing. It takes, it saps your energy. You know, your positive attitude could slip. Cold is hard to cope with. One thing, again, that little two-hour thing, I was actually more like 2 hours than an hour and a half. It made me reevaluate things. Like, oh, yeah, well, where's my flashlight? Flashlight battery is dead, right? I'm in the preparedness business. I ran around, found my headlamp, and put it on. I'm working on my computer, which still had its backup power for 2-3 hours. We worked there. Couldn't print, okay, because it runs off of 110. Little things, and that was just a little thing that get in the way. Now, 2-3 years ago in the wintertime, we had respectively 7 days, 5 days, and 3 days in that order, power outage on this hill, and I had 2.5-3 feet of snow. Again, people in this part of the country, they'll flip off the road and hit a telephone pole. Quite often that's it, or one of some of our big oak trees freeze and then fall over on the lines. And again, that was not a big deal compared to what a lot of people have gone through. Look at these storms we've had this, you know, last year, year and a half ago or so, Sandy. It was devastating. People were freezing to death all over the country. Mm-hmm. So, folks, have a few preps put aside. You know, we strongly recommend always get some meat in, get the freeze-dried meat in. Hunters, one of my sons is a great hunter. He is amazing. But if he broke his leg, his back, something like this in bad times, because things happen to you out in the woods, he wouldn't be able to feed his family. So it's always good to have some insurance. So set aside even beyond our own means, you know, physical capabilities. And by the way, we've got our year supply of meat, and it's real freeze-dried meat. It's not phony stuff. It's a real product. It's the best product in the world. It's on sale. We've got a sale going on through the weekend yet. But Vince gave you our contact information. Please call us and talk to one of our consultants. They're very good. They're not arm twisters. They're very knowledgeable. But another thing, you know, the hunters say, well, we'll go to the woods. Areas are getting oftentimes hunted out and fished out. And when a crunch comes, you're competing with everybody out there for that same bit of game or fish or whatever. So it's just another insurance policy. It's a good one. It's life assurance.
Freeze-dry guy, the proof of that is the first day of hunting season is the most important. Everybody wants to be out there the first day, because after the first day, pickings are really, really slim.
Correct.
So if you think you've got that 30-30 or 30-06 or 308, and you're going to go hunting for wild animals, and you're going to feed your family, and you're good to go because you've got 50 cartridges, you got to be kidding. You got to be kidding. Everybody else thinks the same thing. So think about that. I suggest you consider a long-term food storage plan. Think it through. You can call a consultant. You can get some information. 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Freeze-dry guy. He supports this broadcast, and he supports the Patriot Movement. And he's my friend. And I buy from him. I pay the same price as you do. Freeze-dry guy, thanks so much for being with us. We'll see you again and again and again.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.